I have a dog
What's
and
his name?
Kobe.
Kobe? Okay, what type of
Yeah.
dog is?
It's a cane corso.
Okay.
Well, properly pronounced Cane Corso.
Okay, let's get that
And
right. Cane
Cane
Corso.
Corso, yeah. And I'll probably take him for a hike. I take him for a hike like every Tuesday, actually. I just like to get out in nature and free my mind, clear my mind a little bit, meditate a little bit out there. And then I play Call of Duty a lot. I actually was just at this Microsoft event Monday. You got a free Xbox there.
Okay, you got your first sack, half sack.
Yeah.
They say sacks happen in bunches.
Yeah.
Are you ready for those
I'm
bunches
ready
that
for
come
those
second half,
bunches. I'm
this
ready
half of
for
the
those
season?
bunches, yeah. That's one thing everybody says. All pass rushers say sacks come in bunches, and I wasn't too stressed about it, in the beginning of the season when I wasn't getting any. And my coaches, teammates, and everybody in the building knows how I come to work. It's not like they thought I was lacking and stuff like that. So, I'm happy to see that they're coming now. So, hopefully they keep coming. It's fun being a part of this team. I think that's the best way to describe it. It's really fun. I think that we represented that last game when we were all out there dancing on the field at the end of the game. And that's how it is in practice. That's how it is in locker room. There's a lot of camaraderie. The guys are like really united right now. And that's what I love about a team, because it really is supposed to be like that. It's supposed to be a team, and whether we win or lose, or somebody messes up or somebody does great, we're always going to stick together. And that's what I love about the team.
I have to ask you about those dance moves.
Yeah,
Yours was, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, yours wasn't really that good.
I mean,
I expect a little more from you is what I'm saying. But
yeah.
you were saying you were dancing before they got the
Well,
clip?
yeah, the clip that was made was a little after I was dancing, so I was just hyping up the crowd, getting them, everybody in the crowd and stuff like that involved. And but it was awesome to see that video and seeing everybody out there dancing together. And my favorite was Jordan.
Jordan, he did nothing.
Yeah, Jordan was my favorite to watch, because he made it seem like he didn't even see the team dancing. He's just like walking around ready to just line up and play the next snap. So it was funny.
After that video went viral, what was the talk in the locker room about?
I mean, everywhere I went, I heard about it. Whether people just recognized me on the street, they were like, "Yo, the Jets are all dancing." Like my family talked about it. Everybody in the locker room was talking about it, and
Who
it
got
was just
called
cool to
out? Like,
see.
who got called out as the best dancer? I mean, Todd said none of you guys will make Soul Train, but.
I think Jamal was one of the better dancers on the field at the time. At the time.
As a good
At
one.
the time. But he was definitely getting loose and didn't care about anything. He was just being himself. And I think that's what everybody was doing, is just being themselves. Everybody had their own little rhythm, and it was awesome to see.
All right, I always ask the guy. My last question, I want you to look into the camera and I want you to tell Jets fans what they can expect from you and your team this Sunday.
Jets fans, what you can expect from me for the rest of the season: more sacks and this defense, more lights out playing like how we did this past Thursday, and more dancing.